Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. There is pushback now to Governor Hochul's new plan to add the National Guard to the mix to help deal with the spate of violent attacks in the subway.
Donald Lieberman, the director of the NYCLU, reacting, calling the 1,000 National Guard and state police an overreach, over-policing. And she says, while all New Yorkers are concerned, of course, about subway safety, the show of force is a page out of the Giuliani playbook.
Creating excessive police interference with the daily lives of millions of New Yorkers in order to address a small number of violent acts is over the top.
But during her announcement yesterday, Kathy Hochul saying the subway use is a privilege and not a right, and that they must be safe.
No one heading to their job or to visit family or to go to a doctor appointment should worry that the person sitting next to them possesses a deadly weapon. They shouldn't worry about whether someone's going to brandish a knife or gun. That's what we're going to do at these checkpoints.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Midtown.
And on the same day the governor unveiled her plan, another attack. Somebody struck a subway conductor in the head with a glass bottle. This was yesterday morning on a downtown 4 train at the 170th Street station in Mount Eden, the Bronx. The 38-year-old female conductor was taken to Lincoln Hospital in stable condition. The perp took off and is yet to be caught. So what is going on with all the human body parts being found as of late? ABC 7 says cops from the 44th Precinct in the Bronx are questioning someone after a torso and arms were found inside an apartment at 979 Summit Avenue in Highbridge. Police had gone there to do a wellness check on the person who lives in apartment 6G. No sign of the head or legs. No word on the person's identity or how they died. Outrage on Long Island over the release of the suspects accused in a body parts case there.
Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine steaming mad after the four people accused of dismembering and dumping the body parts of a male and female in three locations here on Long Island were released with no bail because Romaine says prosecutors could not ask for bail under the bail reform laws.
The laws of the state would not allow us to hold someone or to charge bail to hold someone for cutting up bodies.
DA Ray Tierney says this is absurd that the defendants were set free, and he will continue to push to make common sense fixes to the law. The victims in their 50s have not been identified. The four, however, do have ankle monitors. The investigation continues, but right now the defendants have not been charged with murder. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Anti-Semitic graffiti at City College. That's where somebody drew a swastika on the wall of a classroom. In a statement to 1010 Winds, the school said CCNY has no tolerance for hate, takes the safety of their campus community seriously, and is working closely with investigators. Alabama's governor has signed into law a bill that shields in vitro fertilization providers from legal liability raised by a recent very controversial court ruling in that state.
Three major IVF providers paused services after the state Supreme Court ruled last month that three couples who had frozen embryos destroyed in an accident could pursue wrongful death lawsuits. The ruling raised concerns about civil liabilities for clinics and prompted an outcry from patients and other groups. Lawmakers pushed the immunity proposal as a way to get clinics back open, but they did not take up any legislation that would address the legal status of embryos. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Here in New York, Republican State Senator Jack Martins is floating a bill that would specifically say embryos are not people. In response, State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins said Democrats have already protected reproductive rights in New York, including codifying Roe v. Wade in 2019 and legalizing gestational surrogacy. She says there is no danger where IVF is concerned and that his bill would just scare people into thinking there is. The New York City Council grilling both the DOE and IBM about what happened last month when hundreds of thousands of city school kids had trouble logging on for class during a snow day.
This was the second time since the pandemic that city schools have had to go to remote learning. And when you have a million kids trying to log on to one system at a time, DOE Deputy Information Officer Scott Strickland says it can present problems.
All the allocated capacity was being used by our students and staff trying to log in, and they were seeing failures of students and staff not getting accurate responses.
He says the DOE had been preparing for a remote learning day as far back as October. So now the question is how to avoid this kind of problem in the future. Well, here's one idea.
Staggering start times on a remote learning day to distribute the peak load on the IBM user authentication service.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
They're also considering changing the wording of the contract with IBM, which currently says IBM would need to handle hundreds of login attempts per second, when it really should say thousands. So if it seemed as if we haven't really had a winter this season, it is not your imagination. The European Union Space Program is out with a report which says last month was the warmest on record and climate change is being blamed.
February 2024 was the ninth month in a row where the world has set records for the warmest month. Temperatures are going up in part because the atmosphere is polluted with carbon from burning fossil fuels, a thing humans started doing on a massive scale during the Industrial Revolution. In Celsius, we have now gone 1.77 degrees above average Februarys back in the olden days before 1900.
That's correspondent Dave Malkoff. In the U.S., the winter months have seen spring and summer-like temps across parts of the country, along with the extreme rain and flooding in California and the largest ever wildfire in Texas. 1010 Wins Sports, the madness is still around the corner, but March in college basketball always means important games.
And Susan, it was a really important game last night for a certain Big East school.
Shaheen Holloway pumps his fist once, twice, three times. A game the Seton Hall Pirates absolutely had to have if they want to make it to the NCAA tournament. And they had it.
Gary Cohen on the Pirates Sports Network closing out a 66-56 win over Villanova at The Rock. Meantime, in the Northeast Conference on NEC Front Row.
5 seconds. The Pioneers need a three to extend their season. Carpenter for the tie. In and out. No good. And the Wagner Seahawks beat the Sacred Heart Pioneers.
And that was the only upset in their tournament quarterfinals, which means the season's over for LIU and last year's Cinderella's FDU. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Sarah Palin was on the show. And now, masked singer host Nick Cannon says he would like to see Barack Obama suit up. At the Fox Spring Premiere event in Los Angeles, he said every season he hopes that the 44th president of the United States is behind one of the masks because, quote, we know he can sing and he's a lovable guy. Well, President Obama famously sang a few bars at a fundraiser for the Apollo Theater in 2012. Remember this?
So in love.
Doubtful, though, that Mr. Obama will appear on the show. The Masked Singer returned last night for its 11th season on Fox.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.